Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Oh, I'm tiny. Oh, man. Hold on. Welcome to the morning show. Let me fix this. Whatever. That's still not really good. Welcome to the morning show. My name's Jimmy. Maddie's not here, so I'm a bit of a mess. Should I put the headphones on or not? We got a good show. I just tried to fix the cameras, and I don't think it really worked. Everything kind of looks crooked to me, and I don't like it. I can hear my own voice. Do I like hearing my own voice? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Welcome to the morning show. I'm a little behind the clock this today and this week because we spent the warehouse, spent the weekend in the warehouse filming Ball and Play League, which was really fun and good, but you get a little bit of a warehouse cough after that much time in there. And backed up on some other things. I was... didn't come into work Monday because I spent the night with Claire. She cut her finger. She's okay. They had to glue the skin. She got a little thing on. We spent the night at the hospital just making sure she was okay. They had little baby x-rays on her hand. It was wild times. Not fun, but she's good. She's fine. She got a little cut. So I'm behind, and I'm making breakdowns, and then we also are still doing our mini episodes. So crazy busy schedule. But we will talk about some stuff because there's questions from last week. So if you ask, this has been a mess. One, two, one, two, three, four. Rob, you can leave this all in if you want. One, two, one, two, three, four. Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. Welcome to the morning meeting, building John Boy Media. My name is Jimmy. Maddie's not here. Today on the show, we got Ball and Play 2. We filmed that in the warehouse. Most amount of players we've ever had for a tournament. It was very fun, but very tiring and exhausting four-day shoot in the warehouse. We've got an MLB The Show overnight stream this Thursday into Friday that Jake's going to be doing. We have early access to game. Ooh, the perks of Shelfie being with us. We're making a YouTube Shorts plan, and we have the Factor Insight of the Week. I think, to be honest with everyone, and the camera's still bugging me out because I'm kind of looking small. It's not framed right. I don't know if we edited that out at the beginning or not. This is just going to be, I'm going to answer some questions and talk with you guys and ramble for about 20 minutes because I'm behind on a lot of stuff. Maddie's not feeling well, so he's not here, so I had to set this up myself, and that bummed me out because I wanted to do a better job setting it up. And we're going to just answer some questions and talk about some things that are on top of my head. So I don't know if there's any full agenda because I also have to go find questions because it says questions, scroll, YouTube, or Twitter. So I will do that to find the factor question of the day. But yeah, we did film in the warehouse. It went really well. It was fun. It was a good time. We had a lot of guests from the outside world, cricket creators, 8 cricket players. Melinda Farrell was in the booth with Rose, and I think they all had a really good time. A lot of really good feedback from them saying just like how welcoming you were, how much the environment was great. It's always good to hear that because it's a big crew. It was a lot of people, but it does feel like a big family barbecue or get together. I still don't think, even though people that watch Warehouse Games and love the videos and they've, you know, it's been successful and really good, I still don't think we are able to transcend the energy and vibe in that building for those 4 days through the games. Because I think those 4 days are so much more about in between the game atmosphere. You know, like when you go to anyone that played youth sports growing up, if you were to go on a tournament where you stayed at a hotel and did bus rides with all your teammates, that's all the stuff you really remember. Like the games aren't the big vibe you take away with. It's just all the camaraderie and hanging out. And you know, for the viewers that just watched the games, because that's what we put out, I think they can see that. They can be like, wow, the crowds are having fun, or everyone seems to be getting along. It would really take like behind the scenes episodes or documentaries to like really just show the energy. But I think that is kind of what I'd love to get through to the audience is how much fun it has and just fucking around between. And we're doing more and more stuff with vibe checks and little behind the scenes stuff. So maybe that'll happen. But every time we welcome someone new, they just are like, oh my God, what a like twilight zone of 3 days or 4 days to be in here. As I was talking, I was supposed to be checking YouTube comments, and that's something I didn't do because I got too busy talking. But I'm going to go to the More John Boy. You don't have permission to view this page. I disagree wholeheartedly. Just couldn't disagree more with what YouTube's trying to say. I have so much position, permission. What are you guys talking about? Switch account. More John Boy. Got a good lip reading video coming out today. I wanted it to come out yesterday, but I exported it wrong, so they couldn't post it. So it's coming out today. And it's, I haven't done one in a while that was like, oh, that was fun. Lip readed his whole argument. Tortorella, Flyers head coach. All right. So I go YouTube comments, and then we filter contains questions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bummer to say goodbye to old man Dan. What happens to Inside Boxing Live? Who takes his spot for Hookline Sinkers the rest of the year? Good question from Cade Chiles. So if you haven't heard, Dan Canobio is no longer with John Boy Media. He got a offer he couldn't say no to go do boxing full time and be kind of like head of what kind of boxing department and main voice on all the fights and shit. So his dream gig. And couldn't say no to it, which I'm very happy for him. I think we're all very happy for him. Love Dan. Enjoyed having him here with us for 2 years. And bummer to see him go. I thought we, you know, could have kept going and done a lot of fun stuff. But absolutely, he can't say no to an opportunity like that. And I understand it. And it's different than what we have. So it's not like we can be like, we'll give you that. We'll match it. We can't. It's not what we're doing. So he said goodbye. Sadly, we had a little cake and goodbye fest for him. He did pack up a box of all his stuff and then left it here. It's still here. So I don't know what that's about, Dan. Inside Boxing Live, he takes with him. That was his before he joined. So that'll remain his. Who takes his spot on Hookline Sinkers for the rest of the year? Well, for Ball and Play, the Hookline Sinkers team from the first Ball and Play got to run it back with the same exact four. For floor ball, we'll have to find that out. And for Blitzball Battle 5, I'm hoping I can still have him play and be Drew's partner. But if there's a big boxing tournament then that he has to do and work, he wouldn't be able to commit. And there's going to be a cutoff at some point where like we have to make a plan to go get Drew a new partner that replaces Dan that can pitch and hit. So I don't know about that one. He's in the slap ball tournament that's coming out after Blitzball Battle 5. And then we'll have to replace him in the Captain's League as well. But that'll be easy. I think Shelfie just replaces him there as a pool player. But bummer, you know, it was good. Dan, when he talked to us, he was, you know, a little somber, didn't want to break the news, felt terrible. And Jake and I were just like, dude, it's awesome for you. Like, it's a bummer. It stinks. We got to scramble a little bit because it happened so fast, but very happy for him. And he did say that, like, you know, he's very grateful for his time here, loved it here, hard to say goodbye, and that he's walking away after 2 years with a lot more skills and knowledge of the space and the industry, which he referenced that he referenced, like you always say, Jimmy, you want people to leave with the bigger resume more knowledge than they came. So that was rewarding to hear that he says that for him, that's the case. But, you know, still be in the mix whenever we can. I hope he's we'll stay friendly for sure. He's got a lot of friends within the walls. Good question. Curious about how you guys structure compensation with full-time creators who have their own channels like Selfie. Do you get a share of their revenue? Are they salaried? How do you balance time spent on working on jam content, time spent working on their personal content? So for creators like that, that already have their own stuff, all our full-time in-house creators are salaried employees, and they keep the AdSense on their own YouTube existing IP that they have. That's not the company's AdSense. And the company has exclusive rights to sell on those shows. Cause we are lending, you know, resources and production and, merch and sales. So we have the exclusive right to sell on those shows. They keep all the AdSense. We don't take that. And then the contracts are also, but because you're a full-time employee, we expect and need and want you to create stuff that lives on a JM channel, JM Gaming, JM Entertainment, JM The Warehouse, or, you know, be part of JM Baseball, be part of all that stuff. If it was not that, it would just be like, we would just be contracting, to use Shelfie as an example, just like his shows. Like, hey, we don't want you to do anything more. We just want you to do those two shows. We have exclusive rights to sell on them, and we're contracting you. That's more like The Compound is more structured like that. Like, where our deal is for this one show. But that's not how we think of creators. We think of creators as, hey, we're going to give you salary. We're going to give you all of our production, all of our sales, all of our merch, design team, all of our help. We're going to feature you on our shows. We're going to build new stuff together. And that's the goal. So that's how the structures are broken down. Would a TPP, for those that don't know, that's a team profile and projection type of thing, be good for the Football Today crew? There's so much football knowledge between them. They do them for Talking Giants. They're a ton of work. So it's a lot of work. And a grind, so we'd have to figure out how to do that. But little like pieces of content like that are definitely good, because they're I consider them bait pieces. You know, like, you're just dangling bait to hook them, reel them in, and then they get the full episodes. Okay, this one comes from Mike W. It seems like the first few Blitzball Battle 4 videos jumped right into the first pitch without any preamble, but the last few have had a bit more at the top. Is that intentional or just something I'm projecting? No, I think that's very intentional. We really want it to be 30 seconds to first pitch, but as we go and we get into the playoffs, there's more time to like lay the stakes and what's going on. But early on in the season, you know, YouTube's hard enough. You lose 30% of the audience in the first 30 seconds, like automatically. You know, if you retain 70% after 30 seconds, it's like a good thing for long videos, especially just because sometimes people click, oh, wrong game, I'm leaving, or they click and they're like, ah, I don't want to watch it right now, I'll leave. So it's natural. So we want to, you know, we found a while ago that if people watch the first pitch, they stay through the game. Like 80% of people that watch the first pitch watch the entire game, which is incredible. So we're like, so we then said, we need to get to the first pitch quicker, and we need to get out of the last pitch quicker. So there's not really many bookends on the games. Like, we just recorded Ball and Play, and I think we believe I put 30 seconds on the clock, and Rose and Melinda did like a little intro for the game, and then boom, go to the coin toss. So it is intentional. And I do think as we go and storylines get bigger, there's more to like, more preamble to say, especially in the postseason, then they go a little longer. What is the best book to movie adaption? Oh, I think it's Perks of Being a Wallflower. Same dude who wrote the book, wrote and directed the movie, and it's pretty spot on. I actually think that's one of the few cases where I like both, but I think the movie's better. Joey McFly. Wow, one letter off from Joe's McFly. Says, oh, and you know what? Since this is a question about ads, we are going to make this the official Factor Insight of the week. And Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day and easy. I was talking to Rose yesterday, Chris Rose and the football crew. We had a meeting about football today and the direction we're going and changes we're making and strategies and expectations and all that. And as we were having that meeting, Chris Rose got delivered a Factor order, a Factor meal right to his hands. I saw it. He said, this looks like a good one. Nice and easy. He said, I'm going to poke some holes in it, heat it up and eat it. Poke, heat, eat. Poke, heat, eat. Factor. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily, flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 8 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. I love it. Chris Rose loves it. You may love it. Head to factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 and use code morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. That's code morejohnboy50 at factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. Okay, so the comment about the ads was from Joey McFly. Hey, Jimmy, when doing the ads on Talking Baseball and Talking Yanks, is Jake required to be the one who says them? Do the sponsorships request Jake, or does he just like doing them? They don't. He's not required. Sometimes we mix, but basically, like right now, it's 9:54, and we record at 10 o'clock. So I'm gonna leave this. I'm gonna close this out and walk over there just in the nick of time to start. So I'm not there to prep. So like Jake kind of uses that as his office. He's there earlier, so BBD will print them out, put them on the table, and then Jake has more knowledge of, like, you know, to skim through them or know what's going on. So that's kind of how it started. But sometimes I do them or he does them. If they're like ones that are a little more wordy, we'll share them. Or if I know it by heart, like SeatGeek, I'll just do it. And also when during the season, when I'm recording from home at night, he has the paper printed out in front of him and I would have to like open tabs and wrangle. So it just kind of became what it is. So that's that. Good question, I guess, but a little behind the scenes. Okay. This one's a long one. Let's see, from Jambo number 5. Nice. My wife has booked us a trip to New York in June to celebrate my 40th birthday. She's bought us tickets to the Yankees-Dodgers series, all 3 games. Very excited for it. Do you think the Yankee Stadium tour is worth it? If you've not done it before, and is there a day of the week you'd recommend doing it? If so, also, is there a way to buy some John Boy merch over there too? Is it only sold online? Delivery to Scotland is expensive, so I definitely want to grab a few things while I'm over there. Love the show and all of your content, guys. Can't wait to follow you for another season of baseball. On merch, we don't have any, we don't have a physical store anywhere yet. I was wondering if like you could just deliver it to Yankee Stadium and then pick it up while you're there. Or like, could you order it while you're there to a post office in the Bronx and then the delivery fees weigh less? I have no idea. I could ask about that. I would do the Yankee Stadium tour if you're coming from Scotland, man, and you got a week there. Why not? I did the Yankee Stadium tour of the old stadium. I thought it was really cool. You get to go in the dugout, you get to walk on the warning track. You get like little tips and insights and pictures. I would definitely do it. I think it was really... I did it in the winter, in the off season. It wasn't crazy expensive when we did it all. I remember being kind of surprised, but again, we didn't winter, but I remember it was cool. We got to sit in the dugout and look out, and that was old stadium. And they had just like kind of leveled the field recently. They talked about how, because of drainage was bad, like in the dugout, you would sit in the, they said back in the day, you'd sit in the dugout and the field was crowned. So you wouldn't even see Jeter, cause the kind of went up in the middle and then down to drain the infield. And I was like, oh, that's wild. I got to touch Babe Ruth's forehead because you get to do Monument Park and all that. So I'd do it for sure. If it like fits in with your day, I'd definitely do it. And that's awesome because you're going to get to see Sunday Night Baseball, Otani, and the Yankees. Love that. Philar Curie 6338 says, love watching Blitzball Battle 4. Is there any concern with the lack of new Warehouse Game subscribers coinciding with the current season of BB4, like when the subscribers exploded during BB3? It's a little bit of a bummer that we haven't. But last time Blitzball Battle 3 was released in May, which is always the most popular month for baseball-esque content. May and June are always like hot months. And this one, we wanted to release it in Q1, coincide with spring training. So none of the shorts have taken off, which is really like the algorithm based way to get new subscribers right now. On Instagram, we've had a bunch hit 500,000. We've had a couple or good amount hit 1 million. On TikTok, we've done good. But on YouTube, we haven't really had that many like go crazy. I think there's one that's at 500K on YouTube, the accidental home run video. So we've been talking about that. And I think what we're going to do is take all the shorts that we thought were good, but didn't really have the views we thought they would get, like really good and funny and interesting, and just post them again in May on the channel. It'll be ball and play time, so it'll be a little out of cadence for subscribers. But the way they do the shorts with the algorithm is like you see them at any time. They're not chronological. So that's and see if they pick up steam then, if that is like kind of what's happening there. But for not having any YouTube shorts go off, like, you know, the one of Lou last year got like 20 million during the tournament, which led to a lot more views and a lot more subscribers. Not having anything like that pop off on as a YouTube short, the views are still really good. So that's, you know, I think they'd be better if we did stumble into one of those, but I'm very impressed and I'm very happy with the views for not having that. Let me see if I can pull it up. And again, I got 1 minute to hop over on mic. But right now, we are game number one broke 100,000 for 30-day views. Game number two looks like it's on pace to break 100,000. Three and four are a little lighter. But then the last couple of days have been really good, especially for 12 hours. So in the first 12 hours, we got 35,000 people are watching in the first 12 hours. So that's really cool. And really grateful for that. And Blitzball Battle 3 had 37,000 the first 12 hours. And that was with like some of them really going crazy because a short from that game, went off and then people clicked the link to see the whole thing. What's the conversation with someone when they have an uncharacteristic angry moment? This is from Flage. Not trying to put Lou on blast. One of my favorite BB competitors. A tough moment for Lad. I think you give him some room and let him be angry. I was just angry during ball and play over a production thing. And I've been angry when I lose in the past. And then you laugh about it. Like Lou watched the game that you're referencing where he was really angry and misplays. It just, we just laugh about it. I mean, you want people to be very, very competitive, and then you want to make sure they're able to laugh at themselves afterwards because that's kind of like the dynamic we need. So, yeah, I think, you know, with Lewis, just pop, you were mad. And he goes, he said, what did he say? Because he thought he caught the ball and he didn't. He said he was watching it with his wife, and his wife was like, Lou, you didn't catch it. And he goes, honey, you don't get it. I thought I did. And it's as simple as that. In his head, he thought he caught the ball and he was in competitive mode. So he was defending himself. And then he watched the replay and he's like, ah, shit, I didn't catch it. My bad. So funny. That game is hilarious. It was very tense during it. And like, you know, in the moment, you got to like give people breathing room. And then after you just poke them a little bit, like, eh, this is crazy, huh? And yeah, that's the fun of competing in games. I don't. As long as you laugh afterwards, as soon as like, you know, the curtains close on the show and then you can like, and then you give yourself some time to come down from it. And then you can laugh or be like, yeah, crazy. That's what we want. Okay. I'm sorry this is a short one, but it's a crazy day and a crazy week. And so we're going to spring training next week. And if you want to hang out with us and watch the finale of Blitzball Battle 4, we're going to be there at a bar. And there's information about it that I don't know right now because I would have to open a tab and read it, but I'm already 2 minutes late for talking baseball and I feel bad about that. So, we'll do a bigger one in the next week and leave any comments and I will go through them and ask next week any behind the scenes questions you have. So I'm sure I missed some stuff that's going on, but thank you guys for tuning in and for asking questions. Appreciate you as always and hope Maddie feels better. Goodbye. 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 Good night. Good morning. Good night. Get it.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.